Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. I think there are very few who are particularly listeners to this program, and those who either read or have had any connection with Ireland who don't know that this is a very special year. The year, the gathering, 2013, probably one of the greatest tourism boosts ever for the island of Ireland. And we've managed, with a lot of other people, to try to get a flavor of the mountainous, the numerous events taking place throughout Ireland during this year. Now, we all know the Lord works in mysterious ways, so how did we come to this week be covering Edgerstown in County Longford? When you think of it, this could quite as easily have been, you know, a town, a small village in Mayo. But like I say, whatever about the Lord, the producer of the program here is Áine Sheridan, and this is from her home village, her hometown of Edgerstown in County Longford. And now we take our microphones over to Matty Farrell, who is one of the best-known businessmen and indeed business families in Edgerstown. And Matty, you're very welcome indeed.
Thank you very much, Adrian.
Now, a good place to start might be indeed to, maybe you can explain to us the origin of Edgerstown. Because if you had to write that 20 times on the blackboard as a punishment, you'd have to be quite tired. It's a long word, but it does have a very significant origin. Tell us about it.
It has indeed, yeah. The Edgeworth family came to Edgeworth to actually Mahastrim. They were given 600 acres of land in the 1500s. And were planted in Edgerstown. And the town grew up around the village of Mahastrim, which means fertile ridge. And one of the most famous Edgeworths was Maria Edgeworth, and she was daughter of Richard Lovell Edgeworth, who was an inventor. And her...
This is all... They were a British family.
They were a British family, yeah, right. From Edgware, just outside of London.
Okay.
And Maria was an educationalist, a novelist, and her most famous works was Castle Rackrent. Only reading recently, I saw where she had got an advance on a book in the 1800s, in the early 1800s, of £10,000 sterling, which would be equivalent to probably over $1 million. Sterling for an advance on one of her novels. So that puts her in perspective.
Absolutely, yes. Now,
and the town grew around the Edgeworth family and the Edgeworth estate. And indeed, part of the estate is where your good wife, Áine, comes from. Fairmount was part of the Edgeworth estate.
That's right. And the that entire area, which is a couple of miles outside.
Just outside of the town, yes.
Yeah. Now, you're chairman of Edgerstown Development Association, but you also have for a relatively small town, you have a lot of organizations that I have to assume are intertwined, everything from the Longford Community Resources, the County Council, Department of Community Equality and Gaeltacht Affairs, Health Services, Department of Education, Science, Tourism, Sports, Recreation. All in a small area. Obviously, working together, I'm sure, no better cause than the gathering this year. I am sure that there is plenty of, I'm trying to figure out a milder word than conflict, but where you have so many community groups, everybody has their own bit of turf to take care of. But this, not that Edgerstown is by any means a singular in the approach to this year, but all the organizations, they drop whatever their particular area of expertise is to get together for these for 2013 for the gathering.
Yes, Lewis, the gathering actually galvanized communities to come together with a common goal, and everything is very positive at the moment. Even in on the local scale, all of the groups in Edgerstown came together to work under the one banner. It's not just the Development Association, it's all the other groups, as you say, have come together to make this a success.
Yeah, and football clubs and one thing or another. The bottom line on this one, if we want to really to get to the objective, and whether, you know, the naysayers would say this might be some kind of a ruse to boost the economy in Ireland. Once you remove the word ruse, it definitely is working. And bringing an awful lot of people to Ireland in something that just didn't happen by itself. There was a lot of preparation in every nook and cranny throughout Ireland to make this a very special year.
That's right. And we in Edgerstown are treating it as a welcome, as if you had guests coming to your own home.
Right.
We're making the community a place of welcome for the weekend. And we've organized some school reunions. And I'll just run through a few of the program that we have. The event actually starts on the 4th of July.
Our Independence Day?
Independence Day on the Thursday. And it's kicked off in our local hostelry, the Mostrom Arms Hotel. And we have a cultural night that night with an MC, Mary Murphy Byrne, who is a satirist and writer. And we have our own local Dr. Philip Brady, who has recently published a new work called Missing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a poet, Mary Melvin Gagan, and another local writer, Lauren Patterson. And we have also some music and dance. And we have included, we have a big influx of foreign European people living in Edgerstown now, so there'll be a European flavour to the evening.
Yeah.
And another interest, before that we have unveiling a memorial stone to Isolde Wilde, daughter of, or sister to Oscar Wilde, who tragically died at 9 years of age in Edgerstown in 1867. And Oscar wrote a poem in her memory.
Really?
So we have that. There was no headstone put up at the time. And we have sourced a limestone headstone from Cong, where the family originally came from. So we intend to do that. And later on in the evening, we have the opening of an exhibition by Bernard Canavan, who is a renowned artist now living in London, but had to emigrate in 1957. And his exhibition is entitled Forgotten Irish After World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Friday, the 5th, we have an open day at the Manor Nursing Home, which was formerly the home of the Edgeworth family. And in the wall gardens there now, it's used as a training centre for horticultural training. And we have an open day there. And on Friday night, we have an American
it's
wake.
It's now a nursing home as well, isn't it?
It's now a nursing home, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we have a big event on Friday night in the Park House, which is an American wake. And I'm sure some of your listeners may not know what an American wake is. But it was where people came together to say goodbye to their family and friends in the 1800s when they headed off to America and may have never have returned. And it should be of great interest to youngsters, at least to forget our past.
Yeah.
And it will feature local musicians, and there's some sketches, and as I say, it should be of great interest. And a lot of hard work has gone into producing this by a local lady, Pauline Flood.
Mm-hmm.
And another highlight of the weekend, then, we built our weekend around Cemetery Sunday, which is on the first Sunday of July every year.
Right.
And
now, that's throughout Ireland, right?
Well, in Edgeworthstown is the first, but there is Cemetery Sunday throughout Ireland.
Right.
And it
different
was a new
time.
Concept
okay. yeah.
that came in about 10 years ago. And family members gather at their family plot in the graveyard and their services. And it attracts a huge amount of people locally every year. And this year, after the Cemetery Sunday, we have a social gathering in our new community centre, which cost nearly $2 million to erect. And we'll have exhibitions of old historical photographs and a bit of a get-together and refreshments there afterwards. So there'll be a royal welcome for everybody in Edgeworthstown that weekend.
It's I know that throughout Ireland, not every every town and village, you know, they highlight a weekend. But actually, all of the town, including Edgeworthstown, is more than aware that this is a different year. And whereas there's a lot of focus on cultural events, you know, for a specific weekend, there are a lot. It creates and it generates an awful lot of interest for people who perhaps will not be going that weekend because of scheduling problems. But it's good. It's good for the town. It's good for the area. And when you take towns like Edgeworthstown. It's a relatively small town. It's on the main. It used to be indeed on the main Dublin Longford route, but because of a bypass which was actually only opened the last year, a couple of years, it is now a. It's a great place, more manageable. And perhaps you have an opinion on towns, for instance. A lot of people would wonder, why would a town like Edgeworthstown welcome a bypass? After all, a lot of traffic and a lot of people who would come into a town like Edgeworthstown now have, you know, a good reason to stay on the Ireland's super highways. But actually, from a business perspective, and you are a businessman, you own a general store in, smack in the middle, a retail shop in the middle of Edgeworthstown. Just give us a rundown on what that actually, how did that turn out to be a positive?
Well, the town a few years ago in the middle of the Celtic Tiger as such was being strangled by traffic, the amount of traffic that was in it. So it gave even local people that were shopping in the town, they didn't have the opportunity to stop. So they decided to go to out-of-town shopping centres in Longford and Mullingar. And with the event of the bypass, it gave an opportunity for the town to be upgraded, the footpaths, the streetscapes, from a tidy town's point of view as well. And it also freed up parking. And it made it a more pleasurable place for people to do business.
And that's generally been the reaction. Though there was, you know, there was quite an amount of skepticism if we go back a decade and even longer for people saying, sure, if you have traffic all buzzing past places like Edgeworthstown, we won't get anybody at all. But that turned out to be an unwarranted fear.
It was an unwarranted fear. The town would have died if that had continued.
Yeah.
Tailbacks for 2 or 3 hours on a Friday evening.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, and
even at the best of times, it was unpredictable because it became, you know, particularly during the Celtic Tiger years, and indeed you wouldn't think there was there is much difference today, but commercial traffic, huge trucks, lorries, all of the heavy commercial traffic did for decades, for a century or more, have to come through Edgeworthstown itself. So all
That's
in all,
right.
It's a good move.
It is a good move, yeah.
Now you have, and I just wanted to ask you, my guest friends is Matty Farrell, and Matty comes from a well-known business family. And how long have your family been in the retail business? Does that go back?
Yeah, well, I myself are no longer in. My brother has the business on the main street.
And the family, though.
The family, yeah. We grew up in a shop called the Tea House on the main street, a well-known business premises. And my grandfather bought it in the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And my father ran the business. And then my brother, John, took over the business. And only recently I've been writing a wee history on the shop. We had, at that time, we had a bar. We had a grocery shop.
Grocery, yeah.
We had a bit of land locally. Mm-hmm. We had the undertakers. And it's amazing all the social history that was generated in that premises.
Right.
I recall when people emigrated, and it was very important to them that their family were looked after at the time of a death in the family, and that there were no bills left over, and they used to send home money to my father, who kept a funeral book. And when there was enough money in it, he'd let them know that there was enough money there for their parents to be buried with dignity. And it meant an awful lot to people when they emigrated.
Yeah. Great history, great folklore. And indeed, we had Anne Tully on a few weeks back talking about Goldsmith and Goldsmith Country, a tremendous amount of pride, actually, in the cultural history of that and of your entire area there.
That's right, Jay. He was educated. He had his early education just two doors down from where our business premises, where he went to school. And it was on his way home from school in Edgeworthstown that he went astray in Arda. And he called up to the gentry there, not realizing that it was the Featherston House. He thought it was a guest house. The local boys told him that that was the local guest house, and he planned to stay there overnight, except he was staying with the Featherston family, and they didn't let him in on the secret until the next morning. And it was as a result of that that he wrote his play, famous play, She Stoops to Conquer.
Oh, boy. How about that?
So there's a little bit of...
There's another aspect of your long weekend festival from July 4th to the 7th. One that indeed will give many returning immigrants and indeed people visiting for the first time a great flashback to the farmers' market and the stalls and that were very common throughout throughout rural Ireland. But those would be held in a particular town, sometimes in conjunction with a cattle fair or a market, a market day or something. And that is, it's a revival, but actually the farmers' markets are indeed returning to Ireland big time. Of course, we see them here in the smack in the middle of New York City as well. But it is something that will be indeed a point of reminiscence for a lot of immigrants.
That's right, yeah. And it will be held on the Fair Green, which had, again, market rights where local people could come and sell their produce. Mm. And the cattle fairs were held there up until the early 1950s, until the mart was built in 1957.
Right. Yes.
And then they moved off. And that's Fair Green now. It was part of the Edgeworth Estate, and it's now owned by the Development Association. And it provides recreational facilities for the parish.
Mm-hmm. Right. And also, I see among your list of events, you have the Ballroom of Romance.
That's right, yeah. We
now, an awful lot of damage was done in places like that. When you figure that was a great competition to the matchmaker of old. The Ballroom of Romance, very much associated with the middle of the last century, and that is actually where a great number of people met and teamed up and got married, and that was so you're having another a reunion and a revival, and I'm sure some of the people who actually will be in Edgeworthstown on this on the July 4th weekend, that a lot of them may in fact have met during that period, and definitely it was, if I'm correct, it was kind of a, this was kind of a holdover from another day where dancing at the crossroads or ceilidh dancing or indeed house parties and dances were also a great magnet for romance. Well,
That's in the Park House, yeah. Indeed, we had a ballroom called the Auburn Hall here in Edgerstone, which my father was one of the owners of it at one time. But unfortunately, it fell on hard times. As he says himself, he often sat outside waiting for patrons to come. And it was just before Albert Reynolds built his Lakeland ballrooms.
Absolutely.
And made a fortune out of it. So my father was before his time on that.
Absolutely. It's we have been listening, friends, to Matty Farrell. And indeed, the last item I'd like to cover is the whole concept of tidy towns and what that means throughout Ireland. For those who have visited Ireland, you would see a great sense of pride entering a town that shows an interest in tidy towns. Who runs that, by the way?
There's a number of people, retired Sergeant Tom Dooley and Tom Victory and Brian Smith, and there's a host of people, and it's a great credit to them. And if you walk through or drive through the streets of Edgeworthstown, that's between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock any Sunday morning, you'll see an army of volunteers out picking up papers from the Saturday night before.
Right.
And all through the summer and summer's evening, people are out painting railings and weeding and watering flowers. It's been a great way of binding the community together, and they have a great sense of pride in Edgeworthstown. And
agreed,
the work is there to be seen.
Yes, and a great deterrent for slobbers, for those are somewhat careless and perhaps come from a different day and age where litter is kind of common. When you have towns, particularly in Ireland, and I'm sure rural America as well, it's not a bad thing to spread the word that keeping the town tidy is a priority.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And it has been very positive right across Ireland.
Matty Farrell, can you give us perhaps a website for those who are traveling to Ireland, for those who, in fact, will be in Ireland anyway, and for those, and we do want to point out that in any of the gathering events in Ireland, you get the best of what an area has to offer. If, in fact, nobody's going to ask you for your birth certificate or to declare your lineage when you go to a place like Edgeworthstown, because the entire year in Ireland, this year of the gathering, Fair Play to Tourism Ireland, is one where towns like Edgeworthstown get to concentrate and to showcase a lot of effort that has gone into, and that indeed nobody just wraps up after the weekend. This is an event. This is something that's happening throughout Ireland, where in fact a lot of people will have an introduction to varied cultural events and give you a taste of what it was like for those who came before us, no matter where. And again, as I say, throughout Ireland we have these events, and you've given us a good taste indeed, Matty Farrell, of what we can expect in Edgeworthstown. It is from July 4th, Independence Day in America, through the 7th, and a website, if you have one handy.
Well, there's a link. There's an Edgeworthstown link, a Longford and Edgeworthstown link, on www.thegatheringireland.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we have uploaded the complete program on that site.
Yes, okay. And I think, actually, for those who may be listening to us and want to log on to The Gathering in Ireland, The Gathering 2013, I think a lot of people would get mountains of information by logging on to a website that is very easy to remember, ireland.com. From there, you have a tremendous number of choices, including winding your way into the county of Longford and to a great number of events taking place. Today we have focused on Edwardstown and the gathering 2013. My guest, Matty Farrell, and it's been a pleasure. You've given us a good taste and a good feel for what you're doing there. Good luck to you and to all involved, you know.
And thank you very much, Adrian, for giving us the opportunity. And don't take the bypass the next time you're in Edgerstown. Call
and I never get...
And we'll have the kettle on.
Fair enough. That's exactly what I think that is one of the focus points of the gathering in Ireland, and particularly this year, is to show people that the customs that are many times referred to in past tense are still very much alive and well, and I'll take you up on that. The last time, actually, I was in your brother's store, I had a scatter of Sheridan nieces and nephews, and indeed Anya's father, Tommy Sheridan. All in looking for the sweets and the ice cream, and it was great. And I'm sure we'll see you again this summer. Thanks, Matty.
Thank you very much.
Good, very good. Friends, live from Edwardstown, County Longford in Ireland, Matty Farrell, again announcing their weekend, their exciting and indeed a packed collection of cultural events taking place from the 4th of July to the 7th of July. Not indeed did you have to wait for that particular weekend, whenever you're going over there. It is in my best interest to recommend to you, indeed, that visit Edwardstown, visit County Longford, and they have plenty to brag about there when it comes to historical and cultural events. And believe me, they're not a bit shy about letting you know. Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA.